Comanche Attack. On a May morning in 1834, a six-man trapping party headed by Joe Meek and Kit Carson was crossing the open country between the Arkansas and Chemarin Rivers on their way to the annual rendezvous. A war party of 200 mounted Comanches spotted them and attacked. The trappers, mounted on mules, knew there was no hope of escape. They brought the mules into a tight circle, drew their knives, and cut the mules' throats, holding firmly to the reins and directing that in death the mules should maintain the circle. The Comanches were almost to the makeshift breastwork when shots rang out, and three Comanche, including the medicine man, fell dead. The trappers had agreed that three men should fire, while the others handed their rifles forward and reloaded. The Comanches retreated to choose a new medicine man to lead them into battle. Again and again, the Comanches attacked the fortress. Meek said of that day,
"The burning sun scorched us to faintness. Our faces were begrimed with powder and dust, our throats parched and tongues swollen with thirst, and our bodies aching from our cramped position. At length, the sun set on that bloody and wearisome day. 42 Comanches was dead. They withdrew to mourn over their dead and hold council."
The six mountain men moved in a steady dog trot all through the night. They ran 75 miles before coming to water, and another 75 miles before arriving, empty-handed, at the rendezvous.
You've been listening to Writing the West. The stories and poetry in this podcast are by Rick Stieber and appear in books by him. Log on to www.rickstieberauthor.com to find out more. This program was produced by Michael Messner by permission of the author. Special thanks to Michael Tucker, Rachel Pulliam, and Art Shingler. Thank you for listening.